The following podcast is brought to you by Iconic Nation Media.
Welcome to Unpacking with Jennifer. I'm your host, Jennifer Sattel. This is the podcast where we get real about all the things, from raising kids and managing family life to balancing work, endless activities, and somehow keeping your home organized through it all. As a mom and a professional home organizer, I know firsthand how overwhelming it can be. But here's the thing, organizing isn't just about pretty containers and tidy shelves. It's about creating systems that work for your busy life, so you can spend more time enjoying your family and less time searching for lost shoes. Each week, we'll dive into everything from decluttering your home to simplifying your schedule, handling the chaos of kids' activities, and finding that elusive balance between work and family life. Because let's be honest, we're all trying to figure it out. Well, hello, and welcome back to Unpacking with Jennifer. I am so excited to talk to you today. So many things to talk about to begin with, and as we all know, it's hard being a mom. And this morning, my poor little girl, she had an absolute meltdown, and it stemmed a little bit from last night, but then didn't go away. And my heart was breaking. David's heart was breaking. It's just all the things. And I know this is a sacrifice, but I ended up missing my Pilates class so I could just hug her and love her and tell her that today is a new day and we're gonna do this, and she's gonna kick butt and take names. So I was really sad to miss my Pilates class, I'm not gonna lie, because I've been having trouble getting in because everybody is super Pilates and I am super Pilates right now, and I get it and I love it, but I feel that there should always be an opening for me. So the fact that I got an opening and then I had to sacrifice it 8 minutes before the class really stung. But that's my start of my day, and I love it. I wouldn't trade it for the world. The crocodile tears, I cried, she cried, David cried, everybody cried, because she feels all the things, and she is 100% my kid because I feel all the things, and it's just special, and I will bottle it up and put it in the 9 million other things that make my heart happy even when she's sad. With that being said, we love being moms. We love being parents. We love all of the things. And some days it's not buttoned up pretty. And today was one of those days. So she is ready to rock and she's going to kick third grade's little butt. Also, I have a very small update on my name change, which I'm not going to lie, the part of the reason I didn't do it was it was going to be a process, and I have no patience for those processes. And a couple of them are ones that we don't want to do, like go to government buildings and the DMV and all of that. And I really think that it's inevitable. I did partner with a company newly named. I mentioned it before in my podcast, and They really help in terms of they send you everything that you're gonna need, you know, checklists, they staple, they paperclip, they send you envelopes with postage, they do all of that. They give you the links, they do this, they make it a little bit easier so you're not having to do a lot of research, which in some cases I love research. Believe me, I will dive into rabbit holes of shit that is so unimportant, but the important stuff, I'm like, eh, I don't really want to do that. And it seems like it's going to take long. And can someone just nutshell it for me and give me the Cliff Notes version? And I don't think you can Cliff Notes with this. So I started step one, which was getting my certified marriage certificate, not the original. So I ordered those over the weekend, and I ordered two just in case I ever need another one. I never have to do that part again. So I'm actually ahead of the game for future disasters. But I'm really excited. Ball one is rolling. It's going to be a process, though. Who knows how much longer it'll take to actually be Jennifer Sattel. But for now, I'm Jennifer Sattel. Even if it's just on Facebook and my social media, it's still Jennifer Sattel. It means something. I just have to laugh at the process. And it was funny, too, because I brought it up to my mom. I had to ask her a question. And she's like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, I'm filling out this paperwork, you know, changing my name. And she's like, I didn't really know you were doing that. I'm like, well, if you listen to my podcast, you would know that this is what I'm doing, but that's another topic for another day. And she's like, why would you pay to get the steps? And I'm like, Mom. She's like, oh, it's just, you know, go to the DMV and the Social Security. I'm like, it's not 1975. Like, it's not 1980. Like, there's 12 more steps in there. And they give me all the steps. She's like, well, I just think that you could have just done it yourself. Like, of course I could have. Just like we can probably do our own landscaping. We can probably mow our own lawns. We could probably color our own hair. But guess what? I don't want to do that. I want to make it simple and I want to make it easier for me. And that's what I did. And I think it was worth every penny so far. So thank you, Mom, for your input. I love you. But we're going to put that one also in the vault for another episode because we all have moms and we also know sometimes when you want to scream in a pillow, but not really scream in a pillow. So Charlotte survived this morning. I survived this morning. And you know, another thing about that, because it's still weighing heavy on my heart because she just left for school, is that, you know, she just doesn't understand. She just wants to talk to her friends. She just wants to go to Ulta and freaking Sephora and tell me about skincare, even though she just turned 9. And I think her skin is beautiful. And I'm not understanding the whole skincare business. But again, it's a trend. And we all had trends. When I was younger, it was probably like, you know, still, I don't know, Rainbow Bright, maybe reading, I don't know, Barbies still. She still does Barbies, but it's all about the skincare and the videos, the where they're unwrapping the skincare and the bottles. And I mean, whatever, whatever floats her boat. But tough day with last night and this morning. So I just love her to pieces and you all love your kids to pieces. And we have moments like this. It'll never stop. And I don't want it to stop. I want her to have a meltdown in the morning so I can be there and cry it out with her. So let's also talk about the big elephant. A lot of people would argue with me and say that this is the biggest elephant in the organizing room of the home. I feel that it is definitely a challenge and it will continue to be a challenge. I'm not going to lie and blow smoke up your butt and tell you that if you do this, you know how many labels I have and bins I have, and I bought new furniture like 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, to make Charlotte's playroom, you know, the way I envisioned it, instead of these, like, you know, pieces that I would find for, you know, here's a little thing and here's an IKEA thing and here's this and here's the Trofast and here's the little cubbies and here's this. And then it just all looked like a shit room. It made no sense. And I wanted it to make sense. And I wanted it to be something that she can use now that she is getting a little bit older and she is transitioning some toys. I mean, she still does play with a lot of toys, mostly Barbie stuff, which is just taking over our lives. But I wanted it to be something that when she does get a little older, maybe it's just for other things, books or art supplies or whatever. So I kind of did a whole revamp of her playroom. And in some cases, that's something that we might have to do. You know, when they're little, it's just all this little shit. It's all these little parts and pieces and stuff that she wants, you know. Charlotte wants to keep everything is a treasure. She even wants to keep the menus that she gets from Chili's where she colors on and does tic-tac-toe. She wants to keep them, even though there's a hole in them and a big ranch stain. She tells me that it's important. So I take it, I appease her, and when she's not looking, I do throw it out. So you can say I'm a terrible mom for throwing it away, but I want you to know that I will remember the ranch stain and the big hole in the tic-tac-toe box from Chili's, and I'm okay with it. I'm okay with being a terrible mom, because sometimes when she picks rocks and there's a million, I throw some of them back when she's not looking at the beach. I do. I throw them back over my shoulder. She's ahead of me. She never knows. She never remembers. Call me terrible. Call the police. It's okay. You can do it. Sometimes I do feel guilty for maybe 1 second. So one of the starting points of a playroom, besides wanting to shoot yourself, maybe rip out your eyelashes and scream into a pillow and light everything on fire, which I do want to say, my personality is to kind of make things calm and a little bit you know, lighthearted, I would say. It's very vulnerable going into someone's home. And a lot of people don't see it that way. A lot of people are just ready. They call me, they've hit their threshold. They're like, I am done. Help me now. Can you help me tonight? Can you move in? Which I understand. There is, you just want to light it on fire. I mean, let's be honest. You know, you do. You don't want to joke around with fire, but you could just burn that bitch down. So one of the starting points is the right furniture, the right storage that you have for these toys, depending on the ages of the kids. Obviously, you know, little kids, little babies, toddlers, you know, in the beginning, it's the soft toys, and you can use those big, you know, bins or baskets and put all the soft toys in there so they can crinkle and crackle and all of that. And then we graduate to the friends, the little Disney friends and the Daniel the Tiger friends and all these friends. And sometimes you have to scale down and not have baskets and maybe have smaller bins or little, you know, the little shoe kind of size containers from Target, you know, the little shoe bins, you can get them for like $1.50. Those are nice. Throw a label on it. It's great. But the right furniture, you know, cubbies are great. And cubbies are great for a lot of things. A lot of times those big baskets become what I call a shit box because they start off great. And then when we're cleaning up or husband goes in there and he's going to do a sweep of the floor while you're putting down the baby or the kid or whatever, he's going to just throw everything to where there's a space. Or your cleaning lady might do the same thing. She just wants to make a, she wants it to look clean. She wants it to be clear. She wants everything off the floor so she can vacuum. She wants the countertops clear so she can wipe down. And sometimes we just throw biscuit in bags, in baskets, not biscuits. And we, you know, that's what we do. And then after a month we go, oh my God, I can't find anything, or you forget you have it. Okay. So right furniture, cubbies are great. Drawers are great. You know, IKEA has that Trofast system, and I will also show, you know, pictures of this stuff. If you're not sure, always you can reach out on social and DM me if you have any questions or, you know, want to ask some specific questions or have a Zoom consultation, anything. Obviously that's an open thing, and I will say it every time. If you want to schedule something, maybe you don't want me in your home, but you want to talk about it, I am absolutely available to do that. I do a lot of just Zoom or phone consultations or videos, and they walk me through and we kind of talk about that. So right furniture, drawers are good. I say drawers are good. So what I did is I basically got and I also will show this in the podcast. I'll show pictures. It's basically like those cubby units that's like 8 cubbies, and then it has a drawer at the bottom. But instead of being widthwise, it's lengthwise. So you have the cubbies going up and down, and then there's a drawer at the bottom. And that drawer, what I do, and I'm saying this for drawers, is I put bins inside those drawers. They don't have to be fancy bins if you're on a budget, or even if you're not on a budget, they don't have to be fancy bins. Sometimes I go to the dollar store and just use like little clear baskets if they have them. Just put them in there just so everything's not just swimming around. Obviously, if it's tiny, tiny pieces, you're going to have to dive a little deeper. But for Barbies, I put all the clothes and accessories in one of those bins and the Barbies on the other side of that drawer. There you go. It's, you know, it cost me $2 to do that. And hopefully systems happen where your kids see like, oh, that's where I look for the accessories, or that's where my Barbie dolls are. In a perfect world, in a perfect organizing fantasy that I have, Charlotte will walk in, read the labels, open the drawer, put it in, say, gosh, Mom, thank you so much for putting this label on. I can't believe I wasn't able to do this on my own without the label and the basket that has the clothes separate from the dolls. And she'll close it up, and then the room, you could eat off the floor. That is not the reality of my life, and nor is it probably the reality of your life. So one of the other things I like to talk about is the reality versus the Pinterest photos that we see. Who does not love Pinterest? Who does not love seeing what people can do and how they have the time to make it look like that and how they keep it like that? I don't know. I don't know that they do that. But what I do know is we want to make systems that are right for you. So, stuffies, these things will never die. Stuffies are taking over the world. I thought Teslas were taking over the world. It's actually stuffed animals, because every stuffed animal is cute. Everyone is special. Everyone is a friend. Man, I just, there's so many. So instead of wasting space on prime real estate, as I call it, in your playroom, whatever that looks like, some people have an entire room that is their playroom, an extra room, a guest room. We have our like den, if you will, converted. When she starts getting out of the toys, it'll go back to being a functioning room of maybe like a dining table that we don't sit at, but we want to maybe one day not have it have, you know, my purse on there. But you know, what systems are going to work. Stuffed animals, try to get those up, either like a soft toy chest, put them in there, or those hanging things. You know, I have one that's like a macrame hanging thing, and I just put her squishmallows because apparently that's also so important. Who knew? Squishmallows, you never touch those, but you just have to have them. And then she has one that she lays on, or two, but the rest of them are just to look at. One of them is like a spa one with cucumbers on its eyes, but you can't touch it. You just look at it. So, you know, things that are up high, they have those nets that you can put up just to not waste prime real estate on something that's big and cumbersome. It's going to take up half of a basket, if not 10 baskets. Who knows how many you have? I have like 4 baskets. I mean, Jesus. Stuff by category, by age group is hard. Boys, trucks and Hot Wheels and dinosaurs and, you know, usually I feel like it's those things, little friends, little people, Legos, Duplos. Those are a little separate. Big baskets for little toys. No, those are like the bigger things. Sometimes the bigger baskets. And when I say bigger, I mean like cubby size or the next size up, not like crazy huge baskets. But if the kids are into Nerf guns, sometimes those bigger baskets, those taller baskets, that's a great place to store them. It could go in the corner of your playroom. You put them in there. The accessories can be in a little bin next to it or a little basket. Or if they fit in that basket, then the kids know that's where all the Nerf stuff is. Those are great, fairly inexpensive ways to kind of manage the long guns, the short guns, the Nerf bullets, the Nerf vest, all of the stuff that goes with Nerf. Who knew? Who knew? I even saw like Nerf goggles. Like, I mean, you know, sometimes I see stuff and I'm like, wow. This is amazing. But those are things that don't need to take up prime space. One basket in the corner, 2 baskets, they're all in there. Swords, boys love swords and lightsabers. And you go to Disneyland and you spend $9 trillion on one of those light up sticks that sometimes don't even work when you get home, but you have to keep them. You have to keep them. Those are great things for those kind of tall, you know, woven baskets that you can get at, you know, Home Goods, TJ Maxx, you know, again. Sometimes things can be on a budget. Sometimes you can spend $1 million for the same basket. It's up to you. I tend to gravitate towards Home Goods, you know, Home Goods, really, a lot of Home Goods shopping. Target. Target's really upped their game. And also Target opens earlier. So if I'm in a jam, I can go first thing in the morning and get what I need. And they really, really have expanded their section of bins and baskets and that type of thing. Smaller toys. You know, little friends, Disney princesses, all of those things, the smaller friends, the little people that they love to have 5,000 of, little puppies. Charlotte's obsessed with animals, especially dogs. We have 4. So she has 10,000 little dogs. Those kind of little things, those kind of small kind of, you know, just things that they have to have and you want them to have because they enjoy it. Plastic bins, you know, they're starting to even make these plastic baskets, these plastic like bins, again, can fit in cubby size spaces. They even now put them with lids, which is amazing. If you don't have the cubbies and you just stack them, maybe you have just a shelf, you can stack and be like, you know, friends or Barbies or LOLs or whatever, dinosaurs, Hot Wheels, but now they even have lids so you can stack them, which makes life a little bit better, fairly inexpensive. Throw a label on the front of it and you pray that you can continue to kind of show them where that stuff goes as they get older. When they're little, toddler, even now, Charlotte sees it and sometimes she will walk over to it, but the goal is to have it, you know, where she's really registering where this stuff goes. She does. She's doing a lot better than she did, but I started her young. Like, where does this go? Let's put it back. You know, when she was a toddler, she had a lot of music. She had drums and, you know, ukulele and, you know, harmonica. I had a music basket for her and it was labeled. And she knew that that stuff went in there because it was a little bit bigger and she knew. But just the power of a P-Touch. I carry that label maker everywhere I go. If I don't have it, I die. I'm naked. You know how many times I've left that at clients' houses and have had to buy a new one because I wasn't seeing that client or they were out of town. I didn't have it for like 3 weeks. Obviously, I do labeling like crazy and I make it generic. And if it has 3 or 4 different things, I let it be known what's in there. I try not to put too many different things in one. I try to keep it into 2 different things. If you don't have enough to fill the plastic basket with the lid or the plastic bin with the lid. Maybe I put two different things to kind of in line, you know, for Charlotte. I say a lot of girls' toys just because I'm familiar, but I am familiar with all toys. I separate maybe Polly Pockets and something else. Or if it's Barbies, you know, all of the accessories in one and the Barbies in another. I mean, however you want to do it and what works for you. So there's some little shelving you can do on the walls. Let's just say you have a cubby, but you've gotten, the kids have made little, you know, they go to Color Me Mine and they want to keep all of this special stuff, little trinkets and stuff that are not really toys, but for display. You can get a three pack of shelves, you know, at Target or sometimes even Home Goods or wherever. Amazon, we all know Amazon is the go-to for everything. And I do get a lot of stuff from Amazon as well. Shelving, you can have a cubby, set it up with all the bins, label, and then have a couple shelves up there so they can put their special things. Right now, you know, there's a certain age group and it, you know, a little bit older, 6, 7, 5, you know, 5 a little young, but you know, as 9, 10, all those Lego sets. Oh my gosh. Some of the smaller ones can go on a shelf and they can be displayed because the kid put in a lot of work. And the shelves are pretty inexpensive. They can display it. Someone walks in, they're very excited. They could show it to them. It's not in a bin where it breaks when it's, no one's touching it. And that's what I always say for kids' treasures is, you know, or I put a couple pictures, maybe a picture with me and Charlotte and David, and it's up there and it's special and it just kind of makes her room a little bit more hers. You know, you can decorate it however you want, but for storage systems, I say, you know, the cubbies are also kind of multi-purpose. IKEA has the cubbies. They also have cubbies that have like doors, so you don't have to see it. And in some cases, let's just say you have the 9 or the 12. There's even a 16, I think, of the cubbies. You know, it depends on whatever you're putting on there, how old the kids are that they can even reach it. But sometimes I break it up and I do like books on the bottom and then, you know, or books, you know, on a shelf, or, you know, maybe a whole row of cubbies across his books. I, of course, organize the books, but you do whatever you want with those. And then you can even have a little door and you can close it off. I mean, who doesn't want, no one wants to see this shit. No one wants to see it. Even if you organize it and yes, it's labeled, but sometimes not everything can go in a basket and you're like, oh, I can close it off. So if you can get a cabinet or you have built-ins or you have a cabinet and the opportunity to get even if it's shelves, we can still make it look great inside, but the shelves, the doors, excuse me, close up. You don't even have to see it. So yes, it's labeled, but the doors are there. So it doesn't look so much like a disaster, because there are days where you can have it look amazing. And 1 hour later, Hurricane, you know, Charlotte comes in, or she has a play date and a bomb went off, a grenade went off, and you're just like, what the hell did I just spend 3 hours, you know, organizing for? One thing I don't do, I see this in a lot of playrooms, is I don't let Charlotte, she can have water, you know, she can have her water bottle in there. I really don't have her eat for many reasons. I see so much food in these playrooms, and I understand a little pouch of snacks or whatever. Sure, I get it. But I see chocolate, I see stuff. First of all, it gets all over the toys. It's sticky, you know, crumbs and this, and then bugs. We all know there are bugs. You don't want them, but you have them. I personally, I'm not judging, please. I see this in 95% of the houses, that there's, you know, that there is snacks, wrappers and stuff like that. And, you know, that's a quick fix. If you choose to let them eat in there, great. But let's have a little trash bin for them, or show them where that trash bin is. That's the first thing. You can be cleaning up a room, but when there's trash, same thing in your house, your kitchen, you know, you have all these papers you want to throw out or a stack of this. Once you throw that stuff out, you already feel 50% better. Same thing in the playroom, little cups and, you know, popcorn and, you know, candy and chips and crumbs and bleh. You know, get a little trash can for them if that's something that you're totally okay with. We have a TV in her playroom. She never uses it because the idea was that she would, you know, watch Disney and do all that. And really, she just watches her iPad. But if she has friends over, I try to turn it on and they can watch. You know, if I have a movie on, they can eat popcorn in there. But it's very rare. Like, I also don't like messes, so I just get worried about bugs and you know, just. So I've talked about storage, which I can talk and I can send pictures to include so you can kind of see what I'm talking about. labeling, I think, is very important. Even if you have an organizer, if it's not me, of course I want it to be me. I love to help. Playrooms, I do. In the beginning, I did playrooms, and I, you know, Charlotte was months old, so she didn't have very many toys. And I would walk in and I would ask, you know, I would say to the mom or, you know, whoever was there, like, okay, here's a pile. Can you just tell me if there's anything worth keeping? To me, this all can be, you know, tossed or donated or whatever. They're like, oh no, this goes to, you know, Polly Pocket shoe, and this goes to, you know, Boopity Boops, you know, it's her headband and her wand when she's magical. And I'm just like, how do you know this? How on God's green earth do you know this? And guess what? Now I know it. And sometimes it makes me sad that I do, but I do. I know about the little wand. I know about the little popsicle that Barbie holds on the summer swim Barbie pool day. I know this stuff. I don't want to, but I do. Purging. I'm going to allude to purging with that. Purging is a beast. How I do it, what works for me, what seems to work for most of my clients in terms of, I say this as a, I do everything in bite-sized pieces for clients and sometimes even for myself. When you walk into a playroom, besides lighting it on fire, what are you doing? And crying in the corner, you're like, where do I start? What do I do? So for instance, let's just say you have a storage unit, whether it's, you know, the cubbies that we all know. I go to one basket, maybe two or two bins, and I dump it out on the ground. Or maybe I do three. It depends. It depends on how crazy. If it's all little stuff, I don't do 50 bins at once. But if it's bigger stuff, I might dump them all out. And I start sorting it. So I will sort cars and then dinosaurs and then Hot Wheels and then, you know, Legos or whatever. I sort it. Sometimes I put them back in the basket and then I say, hey, Sally, come on over when you have a few minutes if she's there, but she's maybe working from home. She doesn't need to be with me the whole time. Hey, Sally, come over here. Let's quickly do a drive-by on this and see. Yes, no, maybe so. You know what? Bobby doesn't do dinosaurs anymore, and he's not into monster trucks. He's only into Hot Wheels. Okay, great. So now we've just emptied two bins, and we can donate those and give those to either friends that you know, cousins you know, or we can donate them to kids that don't have it. And it just, it does make you feel better when you're at least passing it along and not just tossing it. You know, Barbies, Legos, you know, Disney. I feel like Disney princesses for Charlotte, she is 100% out of that phase. She loves going to Disneyland, but she doesn't like really this Disney stuff anymore. So those were a nice donation to give kids because it's a phase. Daniel the Tiger, all the stuff, Paw Patrol. I'm surprised I don't wake up with night sweats about Paw Patrol. That little girl loved Paw Patrol for almost 4 years. We had everything, duplicates, triplicates, nine tuplicates of everything. It was bananas. And then one day she looked at me and like, who even likes Paw Patrol, mommy? And I'm like, 8 days ago you did, $9,000 later you did. So if I know somebody who maybe has a little person that could use it, I always ask them, but ultimately, you know, donate it or give it to someone. But I do it in bite-sized pieces. I don't walk in and just throw everything on the floor and say, okay, I'm going to sort it. I can't even do that. Now, I do go through, I look at every little cubby and thing, because if I see monster trucks over in one side and then over there's a bin that I'm going through right now and I poured it out on the ground and there's monster trucks, obviously I'm going to be like, oh yeah, let me get all of those together. I don't want to be chasing and touching things eight times. I hate touching things eight times. My goal is two. Sometimes it's usually three. The reality is it's three because then I find stuff in a hidden treasure box that I didn't know about. And here we are. So purging, just if it's broken. So what I do is I sort what I see that is playable. We can play with it. We know what it is. It goes to something. It's Barbie. It looks like it's Barbie, or it's tiny. It's minute. It's so little you can't even see it. The vacuum barely can see it. But they know about this popsicle that Barbie holds when she's in her pool, or this little, you know, purse and perfume bottle that she got in the sassy Barbie, you know, whatever. I put that stuff in a tray or a bin. Sometimes I bring my own like little tray, like clear bin. And that's kind of just my, if this was me, I would toss this. They're not here. And I'll tell you 85% of the time, without a doubt, the mom may pull out two or three things and say, oh, that's important. But ultimately that is shit canned in 9 seconds. And the first few times I was doing playrooms, I was very naive. I just assumed everyone wanted to go through every little tiny thing. And I then just put it in a tray and they would just toss it. They would just toss the whole thing. And I was like, oh, wow, here I am. So as I get you know, I kind of see the stuff that maybe we haven't discussed before and I show it to them, but stuff that I know is just broken and crap is gone. Another area of purging is, you know, there's emotional connections. That's hard. Some people want to keep this stuff, but we don't necessarily need to keep it in the playroom. Or maybe we put it in a tiny bin and it goes in a closet if you're lucky enough to have a closet in the playroom. So there's so many things. Playrooms, I can literally bore you to tears, but also just help you feel a little more confident in what you're keeping, how they can see it, how they can get to it. Half the time, they don't even know what they have. And let me just tell you, there are a few clients that I meet, and there are some that just, they just don't want to purge. They do not want to purge. And I get it. They just don't. They don't want to purge. They just want me to organize it. And I can do that too. And you know, there's a couple things you can, broken things I may toss, but ultimately 95% of the stuff I'm just organizing, relabeling, putting it in bins, re-putting it in bins, and getting it ready for them. People want to get rid of stuff. Fine. Great. That makes me smile. Of course it makes me smile because it makes their life easier. But one of the things, there are people that absolutely want to ask their kids, you know, do you want this? Do you still play with this? And anything below 6 and under, I say, ultimately, I mean, you can do that. You can do whatever you want. I just got kind of guide you because they're going to keep everything. I mean, especially under 7 even. I mean, Charlotte likes to keep menus from Chili's that has ranch and a hole. So, I mean, we know I'm screwed. I'm so screwed. So I don't, you know, and you can say what you will, but whatever you want to do as a client, as the mom, as somebody who knows their kids more than I do, they want to do it. They feel it's not fair to just get rid of stuff. And of course, we don't want to get rid of stuff that we think they might, but some of these little crappy pieces that are at the bottom, they don't even know they have. They had to have it at that time and it's still in the wrapper, or they opened it once and it's still in the bottom of the bin with the chips and the crumbs and the other stuff that's in there. They don't know. So please know this. They don't know. We feel guilty as parents. We feel guilty getting rid of stuff as moms and dads and whatever, because we think our kids are going to just die. We think they're going to just cry in the corner. And ultimately, hypothetically, worst case scenario is you got a Barbie and you threw it out and they said, where's my, you know, bippity boop Barbie? And you're like, oh, what I do is I'm like, oh, didn't we take that to grandma's? And Charlotte will be like, I don't think we did. I don't think grandma has my bippity boop Barbie. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I can't find it. Let me look for it. Sometimes she forgets. She actually forgets about it. She didn't even freaking remember. She doesn't remember. Every once in a while, she'll blow my socks off and go, hey mom, did you ever find my bippity boop Barbie? And you know what? Then I have to buy her a bippity boop Barbie. But I'm telling you, that's like a 0.02% of anything that has happened. I do deflect a little bit if I do a purge. And every once in a while, like I said, she'll say something. And I always deflect and say, well, didn't we take that to grandma's? Are you sure we didn't take that to grandma's? And that's like a stalling technique. But also, almost 100% of the time, she never mentions it again. I don't even have to go get the bippity boop Barbie because she doesn't freaking remember. Because there's 800 other things that, you know, entice her, and she wants to just mini brands and all of that. I can give her a mini brand that's hasn't been open that she got for her birthday a year ago and done. Memory erased. I do a lot of purging and I don't tell. So that's your choice. It's another step for you. It's 5 more steps for you. Let me talk to Sally and see if Sally has it. Okay, you can talk to Sally, but Sally's going to tell you to keep it all and it's going to sit in that same spot that I left it when I left. And now it's just going to get mixed back into the mush of the playroom. And a lot of times I say, let's try to give to little people that don't have anything, especially now with everybody in the fires and you know, just any donations you can give is really great and special. And I'm telling you, if Charlotte has 100 Barbies, I can get rid of 98 of them probably and she wouldn't even notice. I won't, but I have purged some, donate them so kids can have them. And I try to teach Charlotte that it is nice, but we have so much and some don't have nearly as much as you do, not even a hundredth of it. So that's something I try to teach her, giving, you know, sharing, giving, that type of thing. Labels. I use a P-Touch machine, whatever you feel comfortable with. I label everything. I really do. It doesn't even just have to be, sometimes I even buy these cheap, when I say cheap, it's like Target, like for those cloth bins that we use in the cubbies, there's like a little thing that you can put over and just label the paper. You take it out, or relabel it. You can white it out, whatever. Cut a new label. If you don't have a P-Touch machine and write it out, who cares? As long as it's labeled, and it's especially stuff that you know needs to be labeled. Sometimes Legos are pretty self-explanatory. You see Legos, it's a container of Legos, you know. I am going to talk really quickly about Legos Legos, guys. There's a lot of them. There's Duplos, mini Legos, this Lego, that Lego. There's even the Korean, Chinese, whatever Legos that aren't really Legos, but they're kind of Legos. Those little shits. There's something called like Hex something. Those little shits. I mean, they're everywhere. They're all multiplying in our sleep. So a couple ways to organize those, which, you know, it's a level of patience and a level of reality here. Sometimes you can get those drawers. They're like the 5 drawers. You get them at Target. Starlight, I think, is the brand. Or craft drawers are really nice if you don't have a shit ton of Legos. Maybe you just have a good amount. You can, some people color, you know, color, do all the black, all the white, you know, whatever. You want to do that? Great. You are more than welcome to do that. Some people do it by like people and bricks, like the eight piece, the rectangle, the whatever. However you want to do it. Some people just pour it into one big fucking bin and slap a label on it and say, here you go. The sets, you know, I do try to keep, if they're in the middle of the sets, you know, maybe I do a basket and put the set, the pieces they haven't used, everything in a giant Ziploc bag, like the big gallon one or even bigger. They have the bigger ones. Put the book in there, maybe even put the picture in there, and then get rid of the box and then do a basket with all of those, or if they're in process kind of thing. And that is very helpful and kind of a space. Those boxes are just, some people want the boxes and you can have the boxes. There's always a other side to what I'm saying, but there's always a caveat. There's always an asterisk, but ultimately day to day, this is kind of what I do. I break it up a little bit, sort. Some people don't even give a shit about that. Honestly, they'll get one big bin, $10 at Target, put the lid on it, put it over in the corner if there's a table or something, and then the kids can just go to town when they set up and build their Legos. You really have to have the patience to be sorting and maintaining that, but it is possible, and I have seen it. A lot of kids, you know, with ADHD, a lot of kids on the spectrum, a lot of that, they have to have it a little more systematic, and that's something that I do, you know, embrace. And I also do work with that and help your life as a parent when it comes to stuff that will help your child thrive in their own, at their own speed and their own, you know, bandwidth. Hey, if you need 1,000 labels on that and you need it to be red, and then the next one needs to be blue, and the next one needs to be people, and the next one, please, I will do that. And I do that. So that is also something that, you know, it sounds boring, but I'll tell you, a playroom, it's not going away unless your kids are, I do see when I go to clients' houses, I do see around like 11, 10, 11, I do see a big shift in what they have in their playrooms or their, you know, ultimately we don't want to have a playroom forever until we die, right? Ultimately, they're going to scale down to the point where they like a small, you know, a setting of things. Guess what? It can go in their bedroom now. And, you know, we'll talk about bedrooms, you know, forever too. And I can talk about playrooms forever. So please know that. One of the last things I say is deep breath, go in there with the intention of parting with stuff and being okay with it. There's some stuff I have clients that I've had for years. My business in May will be 9 years. You know, I'm sure I've mentioned it. And if I haven't, I will continue to mention it. But this is not something I prayed that I could do this and have my own business. And I prayed that I can get to Charlotte to be about a year, between a year and a half, that I could do this kind of not really my normal job, I guess you can say, and then have to go back to corporate America. But I was really stuck on not wanting to send her to daycare when she was so little. I just wanted to be with her and love her as much as I could all the time, every second, without having to be distracted. So I just had I started this, and I, you know, am so lucky that I have this. And in May, it'll be 9 years. So I've done a lot of playrooms, guys. I can literally talk until we're dead, and I won't do that to you, and I won't bore you to tears. But I will say this, plan on parting with stuff. There are clients that I've had since the beginning, about 8 years, 7, 8 years, really still deal with on a regular basis. And some of those things that they hadn't got rid of in the beginning, they're now finally getting ready to get rid of it, because maybe they have multiple kids and they wanted to pass it down to those kids. And I get that. I absolutely get that. You know, kids are always getting new stuff. It doesn't matter what time of day. It could be a Tuesday and grandma went to the mall and grandma saw something at Target and she comes home with a gift, and it's just a Tuesday. It's just a freaking Tuesday. But we have Easter and Valentine's Day and St. Patrick's Day. Like, all of these things, I never got shit. St. Patrick's Day, you wore green and you got pinched. That was the extent of it. Now you got to do a leprechaun thing and the freaking Lucky Charms and all this shit. And there's some kind of gifts. There's gifts. There's always gifts. There's a birthday party. Then there's the gift bag. And that, we'll talk about that at a later date. But there's always stuff. So if you feel guilty about getting rid of some stuff, I guarantee you within 2 weeks, they will probably have 5 to 10 new things, whether it's tiny or a giant thing. And you're like, what the hell just happened? So they're never going to be short of toys. They won't. I promise you. I swear to you. I don't say that often, but I guarantee you they will not run out of toys. I guarantee you this. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say that on a podcast. I 100% guarantee you toys will always be coming into their lives. So I do not want to bore you anymore. I'm just kidding. It's not boring. I can talk about this forever, but I also want to give it to you in bite-sized pieces, and I may revisit this playroom situation because it does tie kind of into kids' bedrooms as well. So it's not, the word playroom will not be off of our table at any point. I just want you to also know that. It's still coming. You guys prepare yourself. It's still going to be there. I want to thank you for listening. I want to tell you that it is an honor to do this podcast. I am so excited about just talking and sharing. And I know right now we're kind of just unpacking our own, organizing our homes and lives and this and that. But I know that we are going to dive into at some point, you know, real life stuff too as well. I mean, this is real life. Don't get me wrong. Organizing is... it's my life. I do it without even wanting to do it. You know, go in the kitchen, put the forks away from the dishwasher, and all of a sudden I'm redoing the drawer. It takes me 6 minutes. I do it. It's done. Fine. And then I stand there and go, well, I just did that for 8 hours at someone's house, and now here I am doing it. It's just part of life. It's part of making our home feel special. It's part of, you know, not feeling overwhelmed. But there's also other things. When you go and hang out with your friends, what do we talk about? Well, guess what? In the next couple episodes, we're going to start talking about, kind of break it up a bit and maybe talk about a topic or two that we talk about that isn't organizing related. So thank you so much. Thank you for listening. If you have any comments or if you want to subscribe, please subscribe. I would love to have subscribers that want to listen and can give me feedback, that things that maybe bored them to tears, but I don't think anything will. I think it's all relative, and I appreciate it. And if you have any comments, questions, concerns, you know, social media at Jennifer_Sattell on, that's on Instagram, and initsproperplace.com is my website, and you can find me on Facebook, all of these things. So thank you so much, and I look forward to talking to you again soon. Thank you. That's a wrap on today's episode of Unpacking with Jennifer. I hope you're walking away with a little inspiration and a few practical tips to make life at home just a little bit easier. If you love today's episode, be sure to subscribe so you never miss a new one. And if you found it helpful, I love if you left a quick review. It helps more moms like us find the show. Let's keep the conversation going. You can find me on social media at Jennifer_Sattell for more organizing tips, behind the scenes moments, and a whole lot of real life. Until next time, take a deep breath, give yourself some grace, and keep unpacking what matters most.